This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
James, you were talking a few minutes ago as we were, you were talking about the way that the team looks, the shape that they're in during camp. We've speculated, we've posed the question that Doug obviously had a specific way that he wanted to play. We have heard every player, coach, anyone who has had a microphone put in front of them reference 94 feet at one point or another.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if anyone has asked Doug this, or we're of the belief Doug had a talk with these guys like, hey, don't use training camp as a time to get in shape. I'm going to need you to get in shape now because we're hitting the ground running, when I mean that in the most literal sense, when we have our first practice.
No, I think he telegraphed that very much so. Like, mm-hmm. Hey, everybody get in shape. We're running. Because yeah. I, you know, and like I'll post videos like you miss, you run. Mm-hmm. And there's these people out there. Oh my gosh, that's not running. It's like, man, it's in a practice. They've been working for hours. Like, stop analyzing.
Also, you're on the couch on Twitter. Get out of my face.
Yeah.
With Cheetos in your hand.
Yeah, that dude out there, whoever you are, that you go by fierce, like whatever. Yeah, you're a keyboard warrior. Like, I don't even know what to make of that. Like, they're doing, it's not like they're doing full wind sprints. But they are working after the game. And, like, look, I think Doug has been very clear. His idea of getting in the greatest shape is to play as much scrimmage time as possible. So, mm-hmm. We talked to Devin Carter this weekend, and I think that's one of the ones that stood out. Like, he's just in much better shape than he was last year. And, you know, again, we heard little things about, you know, his work ethic or his dietary issues and stuff like that. He's figured all that out. Like, he's figured out that, like, if I'm going to be in the league, this is what I have to do. Mm-hmm. And he looks like he's in great shape. And, you know, again, like, these guys running up and down the court, like, it's not the same as is just playing out on the blacktop. Like, these guys are in incredible condition. And I just like that they're out there playing, and they're doing more than what we typically see. And I'll say this too, like, once you break camp, if you didn't ramp up your team to play like an up-tempo style, there is no way to do it during the season. It's not like, hey, we need everyone to come back next Tuesday in phenomenal shape. We need you to run on a treadmill all weekend until, you know, to make sure that you're ready. Now, either you're a running team or you're not. And if you don't set it up before the season starts, it's nearly impossible once all the games start hitting to, like, change the identity of how quickly you're going to, the pace at which you play it. So, like, I expect them to be a pretty fast up and down, like, high tempo offense.
James, who's the one player just for tonight that you want to see out there on the floor? Like, who are you looking forward to seeing?
I think it always comes back to like the two dudes. I really want to see where they move Domas, because they're talking about this all camp that Domas is going to attack from different angles, and he's going to be used in a totally different way than he has been in the past. And if it's the same exact thing that we've seen for the last couple of years, that's fine. I just, you know, I want to see that. And then the other thing, I don't know if you guys saw the video shoot around this morning, I guess, Zach LaVine interrupted Keegan Murray's chat with the media, mm-hmm. and said, like, how many shots are you going to take tonight? And Keegan responded, well, hopefully more than you. It's kind of like put up or shut up time for Keegan. Like, hey, go out there and carve out your niche, man. Like, this is your team as much as it is anyone else's. You're the one guy that we all think is going to be here, you know, for the next five seasons, let alone, you know, going to be like counted on to do big things this year. But like, you're the guy with the future here. Like, go out and sort of take what is yours. And if he can do that, then great. But I need to see it more than preseason, and I need to see it more than game one. Because even last year, I think game one, he was excellent. And then he went through an entire like 3 month stretch where he couldn't get 20.
Yeah, it feels like you said put up or shut up. It's kind of at this point with Keegan where it can't be everybody else's fault. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone has made it clear. No, this is what they want you to do. They want you to be aggressive. They want you to do this. They want you to do that. It cannot be anybody else's fault at this point. Like, this is – I don't want to say that Doug hasn't given the controls of the Sacramento Kings to Keegan Murray. But, man, it feels like he's given him a lot of control. Mm. And Keegan's got to take advantage of that.
Yeah.
And I'm of the belief he can.
I think so, too. I think a little bit of it is about expectations, and a little bit of it is about, you know, sort of opportunity. But at the end of the day, like, you do have to go out and do it. You've got to show that you're the guy, so they will rely on you more and more. You know, I don't think anyone is thinking that Keegan is going to jump to, you know, 25 points per game.
That'd be great, though.
Well, I think it would be great, because if you look around and if you have all that other offensive firepower and Keegan's able to do that, that probably means you're pretty good. Mm-hmm. Or at least you're really bad defensively and everyone's scoring in bunches and, you know, everyone scores, everyone has a good time type deal. I'll keep saying, I think he is the pathway for this team to have a brighter future than what we currently think they do. Like, he's the pathway forward until you find someone else that's, you know, 19, 20, 21, 22 years old that you've brought in that potentially has that pathway to make you to be way better than they are today.
I want to see, you know, if Keegan is added to his game, added to his repertoire or not, you know, because that's, you know, outside of consistency and, you know, just shooting a higher percentage or getting back to this 3-point percentage from his rookie year. I want to see if he's added to his game, man, because if he's able to do that, much like you've talked about, James, that'll just help everybody involved. You know, that'll help the Kings, that'll help him, you know, in a quote-unquote contract year. But if he shows he's more than just a catch-and-shoot guy and can score from other places on the floor outside of you know, just the 3-point area or cutting to the basket, I think that's a game changer for everybody involved, man. So I want to see, and I know he's been working, so I want to see what he's been adding to his game.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, I think the biggest issue that I have is that Keegan last season for the Kings, starting 76 games, playing, you know, 2,600 minutes, he had a usage rate of 15%. And that's just not enough for you to show anything. It's not enough for you to show what your off the dribble game looks like. It's not for you to show whether you can pass, you know, and like, you can look at him and go, oh, well, you know, how bad is it? I can tell you, like, that was 14th on the Sacramento Kings last year. So when Isaac Jones has a higher usage rate than you, that's a problem. When Doug McDermott and Kevin Huerter and Devin Carter and even Orlando Robinson and Markel Fultz and Mason Jones have higher usage than you, that's a problem. Even, like, if he could get up to Jonas Valanciunas' usage rate of 20.9. I'm not saying just be a ball hog and go crazy, but if you can get him up to that type of usage rate, he'll answer all of the questions that people have. Like, he will take more shots. He will create more for others. But if he's not got the ball, and if he is just like, go stand in the corner and wait for your three, it's going to be another long season where, you know, I think you'll come out of it, again, still wondering who he is. Is he, you know, again, like a Shane Battier, or is he, you know, a Trevor Ariza, or is he, you know, a guy that you're building around offensively as well? And that's going to be the tough thing for him to show.
There's room for all of those guys in the league too. Like, mm-hmm. if Keegan's not the 20, you know, if he's not that scorer, if he's not Kawhi Leonard, if he's not Paul, Trevor Ariza had a very long career.
Yeah.
Made a stop in Sacramento. Like those guys that you just mentioned had long careers. They could be productive. I think sometimes, and this is the difficulty of one, he was drafted fourth overall. That's going to weigh. But it's also the difficulty in not getting out of the spot that you were drafted in, that the expectations for Keegan might always be a little skewed. It might always be, well, he had that incredible rookie season. He shot, you know, 40% from three. It's dropped since then. I mean, we talk about all of these different growth potential, the potential growth in Keegan Murray. Just get me back to the 40% or at least near 40% three-point shooter. And I think immediately the Kings are in a better position if that's happening.
No, I totally agree. And, you know, we bring up, I brought up Trevor Ariza as like a comp, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we could do pocket watch. You guys take a gander. Oh. What do you think Trevor Ariza made for his career?
Mm. I mean, we can...
Oh, don't look it up. Okay, come on, James, play the game. How many years was he in the league?
I believe it is 19, 20.
Okay, well, this is rookie host over here. All right, James. 2004-05
to 2021-22. So he came in the league at 19. He left at 36. We're talking 17 years.
Oh, yeah.
17 seasons.
Oh, 17 seasons.
What pick was he?
He late was.
First rounder, I believe, maybe even a second rounder.
No, he wasn't late. No. Oh, no, you're right. He was the 14th pick in the second round.
So the Knicks, right?
This is real sketchy hosting.
Of the 2004 NBA
Thank you,
draft.
Very good. Okay, last thing we need. What's the most amount of money he earned in a single season?
The most amount of money that Trevor Ariza made in any single season in the NBA is $15
million. $15 million. Got him at 17 seasons. Okay. Trevor Ariza. Okay.
What do we got?
Man.
This is intense.
It is. I'm going to... Man.
I'll just tell you, okay. That $15 million is not even close to an average for him.
Yeah, I figured. I'm going to... Okay. Ah, that's wrong. God damn it, James.
Boy.
All right, I'm ready. I need to write this here. Never played,
yeah,
only hosted.
This rook.
Wow.
Okay, no, I'm
this
ready.
Noob.
Yo, you're not even ready yet. What are you talking about?
What do we got?
You're not even ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm ready. Numbers up.
Oof.
KC went $168 million. I went $135 million.
The answer is... Sekiranda Bagley nails it. $119 million.
Sekiranda Bagley isn't playing. I won. What is this?
You win.
We're not crowdsourcing this.
You win, Damian.
Now here's where Sekiranda Bagley is right. D-Lo won.
That's right.
$119 million.
For all of us.
$119 million.
What are you talking about? This is a one-off. I'm the champion.
That's right.
Tell Jesse when he get back. He's just out. He's out. So your point being is...
My point being is
that... very lucrative career.
You can, but I'm also going to point out that Keegan Murray could make that much money in his rookie scale extension. And so...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Like, you've got to be able to see upside in him. Yeah. Like, if he's going to get that kind of money, like, the Trevor Ariza was a great pro and, you know, won a championship, played until the 21-22 season. So we're not talking about, like, ancient history here. But if that's how much money you're going to get paid, you like in one contract, not in a 17-year career, then you better be good. Like, you better start showing that you can do that, the rest of this stuff. Because as of right now, like, you can look at their career stats, like, they're looking pretty similar as far as players. And, you know, I'm not trying to disparage, like, Keegan or Trevor Ariza here, but, like, if that's the type of player you are, you don't make 130, you don't make 150 million, you don't make 30 million a year, you make 18 to 20. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I think it's interesting.
Hmm. All right. Hmm. Let's see what we wind up with.
That is interesting. I think
Keegan's going to take the first five shots tonight. It's going to be like Kobe that night in his last game.
Just keep shooting.
Zach LaVine's going to get booed as the first player besides Keegan Murray to shoot the ball.
Keep shooting, yeah. Keegan. That's what they're going to be saying in the crowd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they absolutely will.
Snoop is going to be there telling them to keep shooting.
He's going crazy. Well, I did see Tupac at a Warriors game, so it's
this is facts.
Seeing Snoop at a Kings game.
You see that, James?
Crazy.
You see Tupac was at a Warriors game?
No.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
No. Also, Martin Luther King turned heel in a professional wrestling ring, but
oh no,
that's the age of the internet that we live in. It's a hell of a promo from Dr. King. Still, really, really uncomfortable to see the direction the internet has gone.
Unhinged is what the internet is.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see what's the biggest contract Trevor ever had. Looks like 5 years, $33 million.
He got 2 year 25 like on his way out the door with the Kings. And they traded him a couple of months into that. Again, like
4 year $32 million year.
Trevor had a general manager of that team. Was it Vlade?
It was.
Trevor Ariza.
But he had a lot of personal stuff going on. He was in the middle of a court case with a custody case. It was like he was in and out of he wasn't around all that much.
It was a wild situation. I only bring that up to say I like Trevor a lot. I think and I know this isn't what anybody was saying, but today I do think Keegan Murray's a better player than Trevor ever was today.
You hope so. I mean, again,
Trevor was really good with the Lakers.
He was really good. I think Keegan is.
He's better?
Yeah.
Well, he had a stretch as a 24-year-old. I bet you his 24-year-old season looks almost identical, where he averaged 14.9 points.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
As a 28-year-old with Washington, he averaged 14.4, 15th in Defensive Player of the Year. Hmm.
He was a good NBA player.
Well, and again, if that's the floor for Keegan, you still have a player who could start on a championship team, mm-hmm. right? But what you don't have is the guy who stars as number two or number three option for a championship team. And this is a year where I really believe that if he's going to if he's going to be able to take a step, he at least puts the bar really high where you think that if you lost one of your other two big time scorers, that he could ascend into one of those positions. If he's averaging 12 points a game coming out of the season, we're like, okay, like you are who you are, and you might be able to cap out like 15 points per game at some other point. Maybe you'll get to 18 on a really bad team at some point, but you know, we're not going to expect anything like huge offensively from you. But if you can get up to 16, 17 points a game and like, oh, okay, like that's where you could see somebody else taking a step back or not being there the next year, and Keegan jumping up to 18 to 20 points per game and like, all right, he's going to fulfill some of that promise.
And see, talking about Trevor, because that's the guy we're talking about right now or comparing him to, Trevor Ariza, that's the type of athlete and defender I think people think Keegan is. And that's, I don't think that's who he is. Trevor Ariza was, just had much better footwork. You talk about the hips. He was just a much more fluid athlete to be able to guard, for real guard, like 2 through 4. I don't think Keegan has that ability. I think he's more of a guard 3 and 4 type of guy.
I think coming into the league, he was exactly what you're describing, but year 2, year 3, I don't know. I mean, he defended everybody under the sun. I mean, he's the guy you had defending Steph Curry. He's the guy you have
That's
defending Luka.
That's the one point guard that he did good on. Anthony Edwards destroys Keegan Murray.
Yeah.
He can't guard those guys. He can guard them on a switch or on a switch and you're not going to lose anything. But as your matchup, I think you're doing him a disservice. Like, I think you're putting him in a bad spot to be like, yeah, Keegan, you can guard twos. Nah, like, keep him in a – do right by him and have him at 3 and 4s. And that's kind of what you talk about a lot of the times with getting another athletic wing that can defend out there, so yeah, Keegan doesn't have to go all the way down to guarding twos.
Well, and we also have to remember that he's bulked up because he knows he's playing the four because they haven't gone out and got a four. Like, he could trim down, he could lose 5 pounds, not be as bulky upper body, and, you know, kind of reinvent his body one more time here. That wouldn't be a problem at all for him.
Talking about Keegan?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize Keegan bulked up. I thought he looked really, like, cut and lean.
Oh, no, he looks cut and lean, but he's a big dude.
He's gotten bigger. Okay.
Yeah, he's a big guy, and he knows he's going to have to play four sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not someone that they've done, like, slid him over to play the five on occasion. That's not happened. But, like, he certainly is built to play the four now, and I think he could easily trim down just a little bit to be more of a 2-3-4, not a 3-4 like what you're talking about, or a 4-3 as they've had to use him. Like, everyone there knows he's not a power forward. They talk about it. Like, yeah, I mean, well, we've got to ask Keegan to play the four all the time, because we don't have someone else.
I completely understand why we have so many conversations about Keegan Murray. But what about Keon Ellis? Keon had a odd start to last season. Found his place. The whole season wound up kind of being a mess. No fault to him at all. But what does this season look like for Keon Ellis?
I don't know.
Who it almost seems a certainty is going to be a big part of Doug Christie's rotation.
Yeah, you would think so. He's also a player that, you know, number one, the way he shoots a three, and when you don't have a bunch of three-point shooters, you got to find ways to get him on the court. I just don't know that him and Zach LaVine can play alongside each other unless it's a 2-3. I don't think they can be a 1-2 together, and that's a problem. So, you know, if you're going to play Zach at the three a little bit, that's fine, but that probably means less Neat Clifford, maybe a little bit less DeMar DeRozan.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that probably is going to be like my biggest question this season is, how does Doug deal with that? Because there's a big difference between the identity that you want to play with and the players on your team that are like identity pieces that fit who you want to be. And that's clearly Keegan Murray and Keon Ellis. Like, those are the guys, and even Dennis Schroeder, guys who play the style that Doug wants. But how are you going to deal with that versus a reality that your, you know, three of your four best offensive players are not known at all for their defense in Malik and and Zach and DeMar, like you're gonna at some point have to make tough decisions. And you know, you could say the same thing about Domas, but like I don't think there's a decision there because there's no one else who can play his spot for, you know, major minutes. Like Maxime Reyno isn't gonna just all of a sudden start stealing part of Domantas Sabonis' 35 minutes in a game. And
what
and
a
neither
story
is,
that would be.
Neither is Drew Eubanks.
Well, like that would be an entirely different, you know, story.
Yeah, I mean that. So, but I can see a way in which Nick Clifford can start stealing minutes because he's showing he's becoming one of those Keegan Murray, Keon Ellis guys that play defense and then have enough offense to get by. And if you can, you know, like at what point do you go, okay, look, if you're not going to play defense at the level I'm asking, you're just not going to play very much. And that's going to be, I think, the toughest thing for Doug because he is a former player. He is a guy that knows the hierarchy of a team and understands that, you know, it doesn't matter how good Doug Christie was on the Sacramento Kings in the early 2000s, that was Chris Webber's team. And you know, you can get down far, you look in the rafters, you know, Page's jersey's up there, Chris Webber's jersey's up there, Lottie's jersey's up there. Like, guys who do the dirty work, they don't get their name in the rafters. And
I think you can get that out of a lot of these guys. And I also think the way Doug communicates, relates, and maybe the defensive scheme that he has may be better for these guys on the team. Maybe better. I keep going back to one of the things he said, and it's not a – I don't think he was taking it as a diss, but he's like, no, we're not doing all this. Oh, we'll shade you to the baseline and all that. That leaves a lot of interpretation for miscommunication and failure when you do stuff like that. When you keep it simple and say you close out and you keep this guy in front of you, that's your job. It's cut and dry. And I think he's going to instill that into these guys. And while they're not going to turn into a team full of Ron Harpers and Jordans and Pippins, I think they're going to bring that effort and they're going to bring that attention to detail on the defensive end in a lot of ways because that's what Doug is able to get out of them.
I agree. I just think that I'm kind of interested to see what happens if what you just said doesn't happen. If someone's averaging 23 points a game versus someone averaging 8, and you have to make a tough decision on who's going to play and who's not, you know, you take everything else into consideration. Like, if one guy's playing your way, your style, and the other one's not, are you going to have the personality as a head coach to walk in that room and say, I'm sorry, you've lost your job. I don't care how much money you make, and I don't care how long you've been in the league, and I don't care how many points per game you score. You're losing your job because you're not holding up your end on the defensive side of the ball. Yeah. Because like saying like whether it's going to happen or not, like we know it's going to happen. We know that these guys, like there is a ceiling to how good they're going to be defensively. And that ceiling is really like there are a couple of players on this team that can bring down the ceiling considerably. So
is it weird that he hasn't watched a Christie film yet?
Keon?
Yeah. And I don't mean that with, like, isn't it kind of weird that it keeps coming up and he's like, no, I haven't.
Well, it
done
keeps
it.
Coming up because I keep messing with him. Because it started, we were standing on the sidelines and he was talking about steals and then I think they were playing Philly or something and Bobby was there and like saying something about, oh, well, you know, Doug had a bunch of steals and Keon's like, oh, I don't really know that. It's like, yeah, bro, he was like you way before you were you. Like defensively, like Doug Christie was an all defensive team multiple times. He averaged over 2 steals a game multiple seasons in his career. Like, he was a phenomenal defender. You probably should watch him, especially like if you want to get better at the game of basketball, you should be watching players that kind of fit your mold. You know, like
I feel like if that was my coach, I'd be like, oh, for real? Can someone pull film for me?
Yeah.
Like I can go to YouTube, but can someone get real film for me so I could see it? I don't know. That's just me. I find it. I mean, it's whatever. It's not a big deal.
It's not.
Just like, watch it. Like, that's your coach. Like, when your coach is telling you to do something, you're recognizing, like, oh, no, he's done that? Like, I don't know. It just seems to me it'd be worth a few minutes of Keon's time. But I love Keon, and I love everything about Keon.
Defense, in some ways, I feel like I don't I don't need to watch defense, especially if I'm already a good defender.
No, but for sure. But I don't mean even to study. I mean, yeah, like, oh, watch, yeah. Like, just, oh, okay, I get it. I get why Bobby's saying that. Yeah. Or I get why James won't shut up about it. Like, no, I understand. Yeah. Congratulations to our guy, Dusty Baker.
Yes.
He's going into the Negro League Baseball Hall of Fame. It's only a matter of time before he goes into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. And he's a Hall of Famer at managing baseball. He's going to be a Hall of Famer at making wine.
Yeah, man.
All you got to do is look for that wine bottle with the baseball stitch and that Baker Family Wines logo on it at the Nugget in Granite Bay, Elk Grove. You could check your Raley's and Bel Air locations. They carry Baker Family Wines. You could head over to the Tasting Room in West Sacramento. Mm-hmm. It's right there on Industrial Boulevard, man. We have a lot of big plans for our relationship with Dusty Baker and Baker Family Wines. One of the best human beings you'll ever meet, yeah, and some of the best wine that you'll ever have. Head over to BakerFamilyWines.com. Join Dusty's Clubhouse while you're over there. You'll find out about exclusive releases and tasting room specials. And again, congratulations to our man, Dusty Baker.
Yes, sir. Let's go. Vamos, Kings. Light the beam.
You're listening to D'Lo and Casey. D'Lo and Casey on ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.